Rick Phillips is in the studio with me tonight. He lives right here in Northern Kentucky and has worked as an announcer and a voice actor. He's written a number of short stories featured in With Great Power and Last Train to Murder, along with a novel titled Project Hero and a children's book titled Dingy the Elf, which we're going to talk about tonight. So, Rick, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
With the holidays coming up, let's start with talking about Dinky the Elf. And actually, this book, it's a children's book, focuses on a young boy. His name is Timmy. Tell us what Timmy's like, what's going on in his life. What kind of kid is he?
In his heart, he's a good kid, but his dad's not around for some reason. He's always, some reason, winding up on Santa's naughty list. And Santa doesn't know the deeper reasons, so he just knows the name's on the naughty list, so you don't get any toys. So Dinky takes it upon himself at some point to find out why.
Timmy has a really special exchange, which I think was at the heart of the book, with another child. So what happens in that interaction?
Oh, it's with his friend Mike. They're just playing along and then find out that his friend Mike's family's going through some hard times, and they may not have any Christmas gifts, so Timmy tries to help him out.
What I would love listeners to know, though, is that what I took away from the book was that it's really about empathy and something that can be sadly lacking in our society these days. So what did you want children and the adults who read to them to take from the book?
Well, Dinky, in the beginning of this book, has a problem himself. He's the smallest elf, and he wants to find a way to help Santa, but every time he can't because he's too small. And finally, he does find a way to do it. And I wanted people to realize also that you have a gift. You just have to find it so that, you know, you can use it to help others. Dinky winds up working hard at that, and he finds out how he can help Santa and all the children of the world.
You wrote this book in rhyme. Do you enjoy that? Talk about maybe the versatility of your writing, because certainly the short stories, of course, and book are in prose.
Actually, it's very hard to write in rhyme. I didn't know I could do it until one day I was taking a writing class, and they asked us to write about someone, and I did, and I realized that suddenly I thought, well, this is starting to rhyme. So I try to do that every once in a while to do that, and I, of course, writing in rhyme fits with a children's book, so that's why I wrote in rhyme for Dinky the Elf.
Let's talk a bit about your novel, Project Hero, and your short stories, which I think it's fair to say include larger-than-life folks, if you will, superheroes from the comics or ones you've created. What intrigues you about them? What does it offer you as a writer to write about them?
Well, I think when you're talking about larger-than-life characters, like superheroes, what intrigues you, I think, about us is that we all have problems that we have to overcome, and superheroes have the power to do it. Growing up, I grew up reading comic books, and I've always loved that. And it's, again, it's people who have these powers who can help themselves and help others.
So the inspirational aspect of superheroes is a part of putting them forward also.
Right.
I am interested to know what your writing process is. Is it something you do every day? Where do your ideas come from? Do you have another job and you set aside, you get up at 5 a.m. kind of thing? Do you have a special pen? What's writing like in your life?
Well, yeah, I do have another job right now, and I try to write a little bit every day. Right now, I'm writing the sequel to Project Hero, and I'm trying to write a little bit every day. Sometimes I don't even realize what's going to come out. Like a couple of days ago, I had a scene that I wrote with some characters, and it actually turned out kind of funny. I thought, well, I didn't know that was going to happen.
You mentioned before we went on the air that the proceeds from a couple of these books are going to a charitable organization. So tell us what that is and what it's about.
There's the book Last Train to Murder and Other Stories. The characters of the monkeys from the old TV show and the music and all are used in them. I actually wrote Last Train to Murder before Mr. Davy Jones passed away. And when I heard he passed away, I thought his daughters set up a foundation to help horses called the Davy Jones Equine Memorial Fund. And I have been in contact with them and putting this book out with their okay to give some of the profits to them. 100% of the profits from the other book that I wrote called With Great Power goes to charity. We gave part of that to Campus Crusade for Christ and to Jews for Jesus.
I'm interested to know about your other talent in addition to writing. I mentioned in the introduction that you do voice work. What's that process like? Is there a lot of preparation in advance? Is it pretty extemporaneous? Do you just have a script that you work from? How do you get that work?
Well, lately my agent's been telling me about some, and I get a script from him, and I just read the script. If I think I'm right for it, I go try the audition out. Sometimes it's just a straight announcer's voice. Sometimes it might be a character's voice. My training came at Northern Kentucky University, where I majored in radio and television communications there. So you don't have to go to college to do it, but I learned a lot there.
What kinds of things?
How to present yourself, you know, on the microphone. Sometimes if you want to feel professional, like in radio, they don't see how you're dressed. So you don't have to dress up professional, but if you want to feel like you're professional, you probably should dress professional. Then that way it'll come across on the microphone.
Right, which you did today. I'm always boggled by the technological behind-the-scenes part of radio. So was that a part of your training also?
Yes. I do like running the boards, but I like being behind the mic a little bit more. So I got lucky, though, as one of my I worked at a small radio station for a while. They're out of business now, but that was called WHKK, and you had to run the board and do the microphone yourself. And that was fun. Of course, I found out that's not the way it is everywhere else.
Thank heavens.
An engineer does it. Yeah.
Some of us wouldn't be behind the mic if that were the case. Tell us a little bit more about your next novel that you're working on.
Well, I've got, like I said, I've got a sequel to Project Hero. It's called Project Hero, Atlantis Under Attack. There's a character in the book called Sea King, and actually I wasn't even planning on writing that. I was planning on writing another one, and I wasn't for Project Hero, and it wasn't going anywhere, and it's like this character just whispered in my ear, well, till you can figure that one out, I've got a story. So, because your characters will lead you sometimes, you
know,
to things. And it's turned out pretty good. It's turning out even better than the first one. I've got a crime novel that I have in mind, and I submitted the idea for that to Brash Books, which is a new company that's putting out crime dramas, and they're interested in that. So that'll probably be the next one I work on. And I've got also a man named Dan Johnson, who helped out with an awful lot of the stories and with great power. He is now editing a new up-and-coming comic book line, and I'm trying to get him interested in a story that I have for them. So
well,
that's pretty much it.
You have a lot of irons in the fire, so we'll look forward to more from you. I want to thank you for visiting with us tonight.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
I've been talking with Rick Phillips about his short stories in With Great Power and Last Train to Murder, his novel, Project Hero, and his children's story titled Binky the Elf. For more information, you can go to WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind.